It is May 5th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday was the 28th of 28 radiation treatments for me for prostate cancer, and I rang the bell after completing treatment at the Nancy W. Knowles Cancer Center in Elmhurst, Illinois, signifying completion. I still have 14 and a half months of hormone treatment to go, but I got that. Thank you to everyone for all the supporting messages and prayers. It has been very helpful. COVID is sneaking back into my life, as I know several people who have contracted the virus again recently, despite being fully vaccinated. The good news is their cases are mild, aided by the vaccine. The NFA's website will be experiencing ongoing maintenance on Sunday, May 8th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., affecting the following systems: Online Registration System, ORS, Basic Data Entry, Security Futures Products Training, Online Payments, Online Arbitration Claims, Arbiter Profile, Arbiter Training Employment Application and Profile System, and all electronic filing systems, including EasyFile, Exemptions, Annual Questionnaire, and Disclosure Documents. And just as a reminder, the NFA is holding its 2022 member regulatory workshop virtually on June 1st and 2nd, 2022 for commodity pool operator, commodity trading advisor, future commission merchant, retail forex exchange dealer, introducing broker, and swap dealer NFA members. The free but limited space two-day workshop will cover such topics as supervision of remote offices, returning to on-site exams, cybersecurity, swap dealer capital, and common exam findings, among others. For more details and to register, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. You might not be able to donate crypto to Wikipedia anymore, but you will be able to buy your next pair of Gucci loafers with Bitcoin. Bloomberg reported that some Gucci stores will start to accept crypto payments. We all know that if you are a crypto bro driving a Lambo, you need to have a pair of Gucci loafers on your feet. We had an editing issue yesterday. The riff about the CFTC commissioners following me on Twitter and the coupled on the train should have said the couple had me under surveillance, not the other way around. Anyway, Chairman Rossum Benham's Twitter account joined the fun yesterday and followed me too. I will be in San Antonio, Texas starting Monday for the Options Conference, arriving in the evening. Alex Perry, Kat Lothian, and Robbie Lothian will be the video team there conducting the interviews, though I will do a couple of historical interviews. If you want to set up an interview at OIC, email me. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's an ad from FIA. FIA's International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving clear derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can click on a link in today's newsletter to sign up. Here's a story from NBC News. COVID's toll in the U.S. reaches a once unfathomable number, 1 million deaths. The U.S. on Wednesday surpassed 1 million COVID-19 deaths, according to data compiled by NBC News, a once unthinkable scale of loss even for the country with the world's highest recorded toll from the virus. The number equivalent to the population of San Jose, California, the 10th largest city in the U.S., was reached at a stunning speed, 27 months after the country confirmed its first case of the virus. My comment: it ain't over yet. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Russian TV simulation of Britain and Ireland wiped out by a nuke. One of Russia's top propagandists threatened Britain with annihilation by nuclear strike twice on his Sunday primetime show, once by air and once by sea, ramping up the war of words against Britain over its vow to oust Russian forces from Ukraine. Why threaten horizonless Russia with nuclear weapons when you sit on a small island? Kremlin-allied Dmitrius Kislyov said during his Sunday program on Russian state TV in a segment he called The Sinkable Island. My comment, do you mean Russia has cable TV too? Here is a story from the FT. Instagram must stop the scammers targeting Gen Z. Cloned accounts con followers of genuine financial content creators out of thousands. This article is the latest part of the FT's financial literacy and inclusion campaign. I have a question for you. How do you know it's really me writing this article? It looks genuine. There's a picture of my face, and it's published on a media platform you trust. What if I told you, valued reader, that I had a crypto investment opportunity that could rapidly double your money? My comment, picture this, a world without scammers on Instagram. Here's a story from CNBC. Warren Buffett says monkeys could do as good a job as investing as Wall Street financial advisors. Legendary investor Warren Buffett calls investing a simple game that financial advisors have convinced the public is harder than it really is. Speaking at Saturday's Berkshire Hathaway annual shareholders meeting, Buffett slammed Wall Street financial advisors for catching the crumbs that fall off the table of capitalism and said in most cases, monkeys could provide better investment returns simply by throwing money at American companies. My comment, just look at the success of Bored Apes. I think Buffett is onto something here. Here's a story from Bloomberg. At 78, investor preps for biggest bear market in my life. David Wright's fund saw only small losses in 2008-2020 routes, but it's mostly in cash and sold U.S. stocks, which are sinking. David Wright knows a thing or two about bear markets. His Sierra Tactical All Asset Fund barely lost anything in 2008 as global financial crisis caused the worst market panic since the Great Depression. Its loss during the COVID rout of 2020 was also relatively small. Wright, who is based in Santa Monica, California, says another private fund he runs didn't lose a penny when the dot-com bubble burst 2 decades ago. My comment, at 78, this is the only bear market of his life, save for a few corrections. If you started buying in 1962, you would be doing just fine. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item Wednesday was the CBOE Global Markets YouTube video. ErisX is officially a CBO Global Markets company with Jessica Darmani and Ian Greaves. Second was Wall Street isn't ready for the crackdown coming its way from Bloomberg about the ramifications of the Archegos case for other banks and investment firms. Third was also from Bloomberg was Beware the Banter, how trading floor jokes can backfire. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from the FT. ICE Exchange expands in mortgage tech with $13 billion deal for Black Knight. Takeover of real estate software and data company is largest in history for bourse operator. Intercontinental Exchange has deepened its push into the U.S. housing market data business, striking the largest deal in its history by agreeing to purchase mortgage software company Black Knight for $13.1 billion. Atlanta-based ICE on Wednesday said it would pay $85 a share for the company, roughly a 35% premium on Black Knight's trading price before the deal was announced. The $10.5 billion cash portion will be funded by newly issued debt as well as cash on hand. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Singapore deal allows SocGen bankers to flee Hong Kong. French bank declares business emergency to work around Chinese territory's COVID curbs. Société Générale made an arrangement with the Singapore government that allowed it to relocate at least a dozen Hong Kong bankers despite the city-state's tightening of controls on foreign hires, according to people close to the matter. Two people familiar with the relocation said they were made this year after the French bank came under pressure from staff in Hong Kong keen to escape the Chinese territory tough pandemic restrictions. And then finally, a story from Bloomberg. Global natural gas crunch amplifies U.S. refining boom for now. A global shortage of natural gas is giving U.S. fuel makers an edge over European rivals. Refiners rely on natural gas as a crucial source of heat to distill crude oil into products such as diesel and gasoline. In the U.S., gas prices have more than doubled over the past year to top $8 per million British thermal units, but that still pales in comparison to the $32 European users have to pay. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.